Death Howlers are looking more satanic by the generation. Check out this new model of death lamps, equipped with Death Tower Deluxe technology, able to zap you from down the street, posted everywhere you go, surrounding you like a geofence, like you're in a concentration camp. And now they're not even trying to hide the diabolical beast system association with this technology. They're literally slapping devil horns on these street lamps. And it looks like some kind of totem pole, some kind of voodoo pole in your city streets. And they're not there for telecommunications. It's full-time surveillance. It's a weapon system making people sick, giving people COVID, long COVID, headaches, cancer, heart attacks, strokes. It's a control system brought to you by the beast system. That's what all of this technology is. 666 Lucifer Enterprises. As they march us towards the mark of the beast. If you don't have your chip, you're not going to be able to buy or sell or work. You will own nothing. You will eat bugs and they will kill you. And this is the weapon system of choice for today and tomorrow and the foreseeable future. And people are just totally naked out there. Most people are running around like it's the 1950s in terms of technology. People have no idea what's really out there. But in the 1950s, they were doing remote presentations using internets and computers and even types of two-way radio cell phones. The technology that you have in your pocket in your home right now is basically 1950s technology. What they have out there, what they've deployed on our city streets, is futuristic technology brought to us by supercomputers and Skynet and the like. And this system is positioning itself on the chessboard to wipe out humanity. This is not about telecommunications. This is not about faster internet. This is about controlling people and killing people. And it's only going to get worse. Just look at these things. Just look at these things. They look alien in nature. They look like they come from some other planet. And we have undeniable reports that these things are attacking people. This is a weapon system. This is in every city. This is in every neighborhood now, and it's only going to get worse. The projections are that the amount of cell towers are going to quadruple by the year 2030. This is just the beginning of the nightmare. It is going to get so much worse. You can't escape the grid now. We can't imagine what it's going to be like in 5 or 10 years from now. Humanity is completely doomed if they do nothing. And that's why it's important that people recognize the dangers of what's going on. Everyone is naked out there when it comes to energy weapon attacks. They can pick people off in seconds at the push of a button, quite literally, and discriminate against you based on your social media profile. Chances are most of you are on the red list already. Chances are most of you are in danger already. And none of you are prepared for what's out there. None of you can defend yourselves for the most part. And so, this is a wake-up call. Like 9/11, like 911, like it's 322 all over again. This is a wake-up call. They have deployed military-grade energy weapon systems in every city. And the technology is far beyond your imagination. The reports coming in of energy weapon attacks are worldwide. They follow people wherever they go, international style. There's no running from it. There's no escaping it. And right now, these people are having fun just torturing millions of victims worldwide. The television calls it Havana Syndrome. Victims call it being a targeted individual. But the reports that are coming in are so massive that this is not a figment of imagination. Eat the pain, they say. Welcome to the cult, they say. Look, this is a major problem. And it's a threat to everyone. And the system is set up in a way that it can kill you discreetly, or it can kill you overtly in a type of shock therapy torture session right out of the movie Hostel or something. The reports that are coming in are nothing to be ignored. They can cause strokes, heart attacks, cancers, in times that you can't even imagine. They can roll people into stage 3, stage 4 cancer in a matter of days with this technology. They can give you a heart attack and a stroke at the push of a button. You can't imagine the danger that you find yourselves in, that we find ourselves in right now. We're just mesmerized by the chemtrails, mesmerized by the COVID, by the propaganda, by all of the other things that we might see on television. But the danger to humanity is far beyond anything anyone could ever describe. It's alien in nature, it's cyborg in nature, it might as well be Skynet, it might as well be aliens running the show. Whatever's out there that's hunting humans right now and enslaving humanity and basically terraforming the planet and exterminating the planet as we speak, might as well be alien in nature. The technology that we're up against is beyond futuristic. It's like living in a science fiction movie. It's happening now. It's happening to us. It's real. The only way humanity is going to survive is if people massively begin to protect themselves from these types of attacks and address the issue like it's an invasion, like it's a war, because people are getting picked off right now and the situation is getting worse. That's why it is beyond important that you like and share this information, get this information out there, tell people to start preparing for a type of energy weapon Armageddon, and to start treating the system as an alien occupation. We are living through a type of Hollywood movie right now. It might as well be Independence Day. It might as well be Oblivion. It might as well be something like that. The Edge of Tomorrow. Pick your favorite alien flick. We're living through it right now. And they're wiping out humanity in a way that's discreet and barely noticeable. It's as noticeable as the chemtrails, and yet what do you do about it? It's as noticeable as the Death Towers, and what do you do about it? It's as noticeable as stolen elections, and what do you do about it? What do people do about it when it's an alien invasion in the Hollywood movies? Do they just sit around on the couch waiting for the next election? Fuck no. And so whatever must be done out there. These are crazy times, and the only way we're going to survive is if people start getting crazy out there. This is Stranger Than Fiction News, and if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.